And now a look at what's ahead. Next Saturday marks the grand opening of Dayton History's Heritage Center of Dayton Manufacturing and Entrepreneurship. WISO's Juliette Fromholt took a tour of the new facility with Dayton History's president, Brady Kress. They started off in an exhibit room dedicated to NCR.
What we've done here is taken part of the Carillon collection and the NCR archive collection, and before you are nice, kind of enveloping you, are 91 different cash registers that were all built in the John Patterson era. So everything before World War II, or excuse me, World War I. The brass, the wood, the chrome registers that are here really represent what a manufacturing giant Dayton was. We controlled, at the time of John Patterson's death in 1922, we controlled 95% of the world's business machine market. And I think that's one of the things that will surprise our guests, not only the beauty that they're surrounded with in this room when we're finished and we open, but just this idea that NCR was a calling card around the globe. It was one of the world's first global companies, and it was centered in Dayton, Ohio.
This is the first time that most people are going to see these machines. Is there a sense of excitement among the staff that you're showing a lot of people something brand new?
Sure, it is. And what's, right now we're in the construction phase. I think over the next, and time is getting short, but over the next week before we open, what's really going to come to life is as we concentrate on the show. And with that, we're going to have background sounds. The lighting's going to be very important. So very much in a theatrical way to display these. I think that's when the staff is really going to be excited, because we know that guests are going to walk in and they won't have seen anything like this ever before. And so not just from a local perspective, and I think local pride, I think anybody that's been in the Miami Valley for a couple decades, they know somebody or a family member has worked at one of the General Motors facilities, has worked at Mead or Lexus or McCall's or NCR, Price Brothers, Dura-Iron, all these stories that we're telling in one center. I think that's when people, that's when the goosebumps come out, right? you say, wow, what an incredible place.
Do you have a favorite piece?
Actually,
either in this room or in,
well,
in one
this,
of the other?
In this room, I really like the center cash register that's here, and that's on the central kiosk that'll greet people as they come in. As you pass through this introductory gallery, first thing you see is the restored Deeds Barn where Delco started. So Dayton Engineering Laboratories Company started in the upstairs hayloft of this carriage house, and we moved this carriage house in one piece back in 2009 right onto its new pad, and then we built this 28,000 square foot facility around it. And inside of it, we have a whole display on how Delco started, and we have the 1912 Cadillac that's owned by the Kettering family that has the first starter ignition lighting system on the market. So that's a very nice piece as well. The two things that are in the center that are really going to be attractive to teachers and schools and even the after-school groups that we see are in two of the other rooms. One is a fully animatronic theater, and the other is right around the corner, and it's our Carousel of Dayton Innovation. If you want to go check that out. Full-size, 36-foot in diameter, hand-carved, hand-painted, built right here in Ohio up in Mansfield, carousel. Completely custom built per our specifications based on the stories and the legacy of Dayton, Ohio. So as you look on this carousel, all of the features, there are 31 different features on here, and all of them tell a different story of a business, of entrepreneurship, of manufacturing, from the Dayton motorcycle that the Davis Sewing Machine Company here in Dayton was producing, later would become known as Huffy, to the Huffy bicycle, to Mike Sell's potato chips, to the Iams dog food bag, the Kettering Bug, the De Havilland DH4. We have a pop top over there with the Dayton Breweries Company painted on it. Mike Sill's delivery truck. Your chance to ride on a on an NCR cash register over on the other side. And what's fun about this carousel is that it's fully ADA compliant. So if you're in a wheelchair, come enjoy the carousel because we can get you on the carousel, and then the seat on the cash register lifts up, and we can strap a wheelchair right onto the carousel. And this whole carousel, as you can see, is controlled by, over in the corner, by a converted NCR cash register. So, and the music that we'll have in here that we're preparing right now, the majority of it is music that was recorded in the 1930s and 40s from the NCR auditorium and the mighty Wurlitzer that was in there. So down to the last drop of paint. This is the only carousel like this in the world, and it's as I mentioned before, strictly Dayton, Ohio. Absolutely.
WYSO's Juliet Fromholt and Dayton History President Brady Kress touring the new Heritage Center of Dayton Manufacturing and Entrepreneurship at Carillon Park. The center's grand opening is Saturday, August 20th. For information, visit DaytonHistory.org.